If you're struggling with how to have a consistent flow of warm leads and hot leads in your business, then you want to mark September 14th on your calendar. For 5 full days, I'm going to be diving deep into a training on how to have this consistent flow in your business. If you've ever struggled with lead generation, sales, and how to walk people from stranger to a closed sale and get those people out there just mirroring how you want to share your business, this training is for you. Mark the date, check the show notes below on this episode, get yourself registered for this free training, and I will see you guys inside the inner community here at Savvy Networker.
Welcome to Be More. Sarah Gretzinger is an entrepreneur, author, and international speaker who brings you her take on what it means to be an entrepreneur in the 21st century. Everything from building a personal brand to delegating like a rock star to creating and launching online products and services and marketing yourself as the go-to leader in your industry and beyond. If you're a speaker, author, coach, consultant, expert, blogger, podcaster, freelancer, or solopreneur, Be More is about to become your new favorite podcast.
Hey everyone, Sarah Gretzinger here, back with another episode on the Be More podcast. Excited to have back with me a reoccurring guest, Leslie. Leslie and I had connected online and, you know, it's been an evolving relationship since. And, you know, as we grow and evolve, things shift and adapt. And I remember when we first connected and had her on the episode, we were talking, you know, about her practice and her business, and it has shifted over time. And so for a lot of you, I know your businesses are shifting and growing, you're changing. And here on the podcast, we love to talk about all things business and all things life that affect your business, because everything is interconnected. So Leslie, thank you so much for being here again with me today to share some amazing insight. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thanks for having me. Really excited to be here. Can't wait to share kind of new things that are going on for me, but always love just talking to you. So thanks.
You're so welcome. So, okay, let's just dive in. I don't want to waste any time because I know that you've been working on a new project.
Yes.
I know you've got some awesome tidbits of information to share.
Yes.
So just for the listeners, in case they missed the last episode, guys, I will link her previous podcast in the show notes. But tell us, you know, who you are, where you're from, and okay, then let's just dive into the project you're working on and what that experience has been like for you.
That sounds great. So I'm Leslie Goth, and I'm from Broomfield, Colorado, and I have a private practice. I've been doing this for the last 16 plus years. I'm starting to lose count, which is a little sad. But I think I talked in the last time about, you know, working with trauma and eating disorders, and just kind of those were my specialties. And so as things have evolved, and certainly with quarantine life, you know, things have had to shift to all online, you know, telehealth counseling. And with that, I've really started to branch out and think about how can I reach more people, help more people at once instead of just one-on-one counseling. And that's always kind of been what was driving me, even when we first talked. I wanted to be able to help more people because life is just hard. And so I realized that, you know, I'm restricted to Colorado as a psychologist. I can't really work outside of Colorado. Now with the pandemic, you know, states are allowing some of those rules and regulations to kind of release a little bit and loosen up a little bit, but I still want to be able to reach more people at once. And so I am creating now an online course. And what the course is about really has to do more with my background with eating disorders and really having a passion for helping women in particular who have just kind of already been through diet after diet after diet after diet and are just fed up, are so frustrated, don't know what else to do. And they just keep kind of bouncing around from what's the latest thing that I can try. This is going to be the magic cure. And I'm finally going to be able to lose weight and feel good. And I know what that's like. And it's just so frustrating. So there's another kind of philosophy out there that's very popular, which is called health at every size. And I totally believe in that. And so much of my work has been helping women learn how to, like, you don't have to be a stick figure. You don't have to be a model to be beautiful, to love yourself, to be loved, to be worthy of love, all of these things. So there's health at every size, which I completely believe in. However, it doesn't mean you're going to be comfortable at every size. And so what my program is really trying to target is, yes, of course you can be healthy at every size, but how do we get comfortable in our bodies? And sometimes that does mean we need to lose a little bit of weight. And there shouldn't have to be any shame connected to wanting to lose weight. And so I'm creating this course, which really teaches women how to, if you want to lose weight, that's okay. There's no shame, but let's not do it through a diet because we already know that that doesn't work. We've been there, done that. It's a multi-billion dollar industry.
Oh, there's so much money in the quick fix, right?
Yes. And so I'm trying to switch the mindset from quick fix, lose a quick 10, 20, whatever, to a lifestyle, to really have that mindset of a lifestyle, like to be able to have a relationship with food and your body that will last the rest of your life, which means that not, you know, sometimes we think, oh, it's a holiday or I'm traveling or it's my birthday, so I get to, you know, indulge. Well, you know, I kind of, the way I approach food and the way I approach things is, every day is the same day, whether it's a holiday, I'm on vacation, or it's my birthday, I am still approaching food in a very mindful way. Same thing with exercise. It's very mindful. It's not about just burning a certain amount of calories every day so that I can eat certain things. It's really how to approach eating and exercising and your body in a very healthy, mindful, loving way. You can still lose weight with that mindset. It's not going to be a quick fix. But this is what I'm going to be teaching in my course, and it's due to launch at the end of September. And I am, like, out of my mind excited about it. I just can't wait to get it out.
I'm so excited for you. And I got to just say, like, you know, you set these podcast dates and we set these recording dates, and it never ceases to amaze me how so much comes in alignment for the conversations that I have here on the podcast. Right. And even when I do live trainings. So I just last night, was sitting down at a table having a conversation with a woman that I know in my community. And she said to me, you know, I'm not generating leads because I'm afraid to put myself out there. Mm-hmm. And you know, my mindset is I went right to the business side of it, right? It's a mindset thing. It's a mindset thing. She says, no, Sarah. She says, it's a weight thing. She said, I don't have the confidence to get in front of people because my entire mindset is structured around, like, am I standing the right way so that my arm flab isn't looking like this? You know, should I have maybe wore a longer skirt so my ankles weren't showing? And she said, this is how I show up in my business. She said, you know, I try to tell myself, like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But she said, at the end of the day, no matter how much I tell myself that, it does matter. It's why she said, it's why I've spent my whole life struggling with weight.
Yes.
Because so many people say, you know, there's all the quotes, right?
Right.
Love yourself as you are. Mm-hmm. You know, be authentic. Well, she said, you know, I used to tell myself, like, I'm authentically heavy. Deal with it. But right, she said, the reality is I don't want to be.
Right.
Like, I don't want to be. And so she was in this space of, like, trying to, she took some program, you know, as many of us do, for different things.
Right.
And you know, it always brings me back to the business mindset, right? You have a problem in your business. Mm-hmm. You take a program to try to fix that problem. But most of us don't ever stop to actually identify, is this the right program for me?
Correct.
And my needs and where I'm at. They just see everyone jumping on a bandwagon. So, like, if they, it's like the Instagram, right?
Mm-hmm.
Increase your Instagram following. Okay, well, they did it, so I'm going to do it. And that's going to be the quick solution. But yours transitions into exactly this conversation I had last night, which is why it just never amazes me that I always have in all groups together in that way. It's like a perfect alignment.
Yes.
But you know, she said, like, I've taken this and I've taken that and I've taken all these things. Yes. But she goes, you know, I was taught to tell myself that I shouldn't focus on losing weight.
Right.
In order to look a separate way. So she says, I spent every ounce of energy trying to convince myself to love right. myself as I am. But she right. said, you know, when I really break it down, brass tacks, Sarah, I don't love me as I am. And right. it's not because of outward shaming. It's because I genuinely don't feel happy. And this right. impacts.
Sure.
All areas yes. of my life and my business and my mindset. And she yes. said, I don't want to feel shame for that anymore. I want yes. to just be okay, not being okay with being heavy and yes. not have it a thing.
Right.
Right. So.
Right. No, I.
Talk to me about this process for you of how do you build out, this program to reach people and get the right messaging across? Because we have listeners, right? Yeah. We have listeners who are in the space that you are. And, you know, it impacts from a weight stand. It impacts from every aspect of your business, right?
Yeah, yeah.
If you aren't where you want to be and you want to get somewhere, you know, how are people going to find you to be attracted to this program? What is this confidence piece that you're really sharing that people can go like, yes, she's my girl. She's my coach.
Well, I mean, I want to like, I'm going to be as real. And I have, you know, my weight struggles too. And, you know, I'm tiny, I'm petite. And people think that I haven't had a struggle or I don't struggle. And you can be any size and shape and still really struggle. And so,
I'm right there with you, girl.
Right? I mean, come on. And so I grew up with, you know, a mom who struggled with her weight, never happy, tried every diet. And, you know, I learned from her and I really struggled. And then I was a dancer. And so I'm surrounded by girls who are, you know, starving themselves and super, super skinny. And so I'm like, I got to be like that. And, you know, starving myself and wishing I could, you know, throw up and get rid of my food. And luckily I hate to throw up, so I couldn't do it. So
yeah,
otherwise that could have turned into a, you know, a really bad situation. And so I really think I had what was, you know, an undiagnosed eating disorder. And so this is what kind of got me in the whole field to begin with, because I get it. I understand the struggle that whatever our size is, like, we're just not happy. We have to attain either a certain number on a scale, a certain size in our pants, or something. We have to attain something to feel good, to feel loved, to feel worthy. So I've done a lot of work over the years. And so I share a lot of myself on my Facebook and Instagram. And I want to share who I am, because I don't want people to think like, I don't get it. I get it. I understand. And so that's what it's about. Like, the course is really personal and professional expertise coming together. And I just want to be like someone that people can really, you know, vulnerably talk to about the struggle, because we got to get, you know, and so much of it is what's underneath. It's underneath, like, the anxiety, the depression, you know, the lies that, you know, we grow up with believing about ourselves, where we turn to food in a mindless way. And it becomes our friend or a coping mechanism. I mean, so many women I've talked to just feel like they have a sugar addiction, or they're just on autopilot. They're not even realizing they're eating some. They don't know their hunger, their fullness, when to start eating, when to stop eating. And you can't stop if you don't know when to start. And so there's just so many layers here that I totally get. And so I don't even know if I'm answering your question.
No, you are. You are. I love it. I love it. And so this is the thing, right? You know, being so business centric, and you're a business owner, I'm a business owner, all of our listeners are business owners, but we have, you know, our professional struggles. We have our personal struggles.
For sure.
And when you're struggling one or the other, it impacts the other. And so I've been talking about this so much lately. So I love that you touched on it. We've been talking a lot in this space about, like, why people's programs and their membership launches fail. Mm-hmm. And you just hit the nail on the head. It's because they're spending all of their time talking about what their program delivers, in the yes. sense of, like, you're going to get videos, you're going to get this, you're going to get that, you're going to get downloads, you're going to get this.
Yeah.
But you're talking about the transformation from yeah. experience. And when we shift that
yeah.
and we talk about our transformation mm-hmm. and the transformation that other people are going to get, you really hit home with people. So it sounds to me like you have really done the work on yourself to understand how what you know, what you've learned is going to impact your audience.
Yeah. And I've always been one that thinks like, you can't like teach someone or walk someone through something that you haven't been through. Right. And so it comes across as fake or just, I don't know, like grief, for example, is not my area of expertise. But certainly I have clients that come to me with grief, right? I mean, it's unavoidable in this life. And so that's not my strong point. And so, you know, if grief is something that someone is coming to me with as their sole problem, I think they can tell. Like, it's just, I mean, knock on wood, like I just haven't really experienced horrible grief in my life. And so it's hard for me to really walk through that. When it comes to shame about our bodies and not wanting to put yourself out there and how it affects every area of your life, whether it's your marriage, your relationships, your work, you know, just like you were talking about with this woman, you know, like she has probably so much amazing things to offer this world, but isn't putting herself out there because of the shame, right?
Yeah.
And so when it comes to that, I can walk you through that. That I know.
And don't we all, right? Men and women, don't we all know it from our own different struggles? But I always say, like, it's my thing. You are your own best client.
Yes.
And people say, like, I can't identify my client. Well, guess what? Whatever tools and programs and things you created to you through your own thing.
Yes.
Is what you turned into a business for most of us, right?
For sure. I love you when you said that last week, you know, in the meeting or the whatever that was, the networking meeting.
Yeah.
I wrote that down. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so true. Like, I did my whole avatar exercise and I, you know, went through all the questions. And then, you know, you said it so simply. It's like, oh my, my avatar is me. Like, that's incredible.
And it truly, truly is, right? So for those of you listening, when you're struggling with this, you know, we get all these downloads and these worksheets and stuff. I always use this. And this is like the framework, right? I was, I did, I am. Here's why you need to know, right?
Mm-hmm.
For that program piece of it. So we're here. We're talking about your program. We're talking about how you're going to help women. So tell me, okay, tell me, how are you actually piecing this together?
Okay, well, I start out with, you know, there's going to be 8 modules and the whole course itself is going to be 11 weeks. And so I start out with just education. I think it's important to understand, you know, a lot about how food and the body works and why we crave certain things, just to, you know, knowledge is power, right? So let's just start with some education. And then I get into the mindfulness piece. Like, what we hear this word, now this is the new buzzword, right? Be mindful, be mindful. What does that mean? So, you know,
be mindful of what?
Mindfulness. And I give practical tools. I give you actual tools. And actually, anyone after this podcast I just yesterday launched a free gift that I just give one of my mindfulness tools in this free ebook. And if people want that, they can get that. So
we're going to drop that link in the comments.
Yeah, I mean,
for sure.
Yeah. I mean, so that's just to give a taste, right? Because I want people to just, whether they join the course or not, I mean, I still want people's lives to be better. And so this one tool can really change people's lives. So I go into mindfulness and how to be mindful and how to practice that. And I give some tools in that. And then we get into the self-love piece. Okay, so now we've got education. We've got some mindfulness tools. Now let's get underneath what's really going on emotionally. And so, and then I end with, you know, how do we take now everything that you've learned and apply it to your life and apply it to your future, right? Because it is holding people back in their relationships and in their careers and in their passions and in their dreams. It's absolutely holding people back. So that's kind of the process that I walk people through. Then there's going to be options. You know, you can just take the course. It'll be online. You have access to it. Go at your own pace. Take the course. Great. Then I have a group. There's a group option where you can be a part of a group And we're going to meet weekly or every other week. We'll kind of figure out the schedule. We'll meet on Zoom and we'll get some support for each other. And where you can ask me more questions and I can give you more guidance and feedback and support. Or you can have the individualized option where you're allowed to do the groups, but you can also have unlimited individual time with me.
So that great structure, right? That people can come in at the entry level that makes sense. And this is how we scale a business, right?
Right, right.
We don't just have one offer point. We leverage, we leverage the clients we have, but also with that understanding, like I am genuinely giving you the value that you need. What works for one doesn't work for all.
Yeah, I mean,
and
I was talking to a woman last week. She said, I'm going to need you to hold my hand. I said, okay, I will hold your hand. That is great. Other women don't need that. That's totally fine. Yeah. So everyone has different needs and I want to do my best to meet those needs, you know?
Yep, I love that. So, okay, before we wrap up here.
Yes.
So I'm sitting at home. I'm struggling with my weight.
Yeah.
I'm feeling like maybe, you know, I listened to this podcast, so I'm a little bit more consciously aware of how it's impacting other areas of my life.
Yes.
You know? Mm-hmm. And I want to do something that I can start making a change today. What am I going to do?
Well, a change. I mean, get my ebook because there's there's two
shameless plugs.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm sorry, I just have to say that.
No, because, you're good. You're good.
You know, but you can certainly reach out to me, and I can send you resources. Or if you know you want to get more information, I'm happy to do that. If that's not where you're at right now, that's fine too. You know, there's so much information on our lovely World Wide Web, right? I mean, so just to kind of think about how to marry this mindfulness with being able to love yourself. And if you like, you know, when we say love ourselves, like even the woman you were talking to, it sounds like, you know, there's parts of ourselves that we have to be able to still love. Like maybe she's not comfortable in her body. Maybe she doesn't like what it looks like, but we have to go inward and she has to know who she is regardless of what the external is showing her, right? And so that's work that I'd love for every human being to be able to do, is know who you are on the inside, because our external circumstances, and I think we kind of touched on this last time, always changes. You know, if you tie your identity to your job, what happens if you lose your job? If you tie your identity to your body and you gain 10 pounds, what happens? If you tie your identity to your bank account and some horrible thing happens and it gets drained, or you lose, you know, again, you lose your job, what happens?
COVID happens, right?
And so things happen that are out of our control that affect our external circumstances. And if our identity, our worth, our ability to feel lovable is attached to anything external, that's very insecure. That's very risky. Versus know who you are inside. Make a list of your intrinsic qualities. You know, are you kind? Are you generous? Are you caring? Are you compassionate? Are you intuitive? You know, are you giving? Are you fun, right? Like, are you funny? Things like that. Are you smart? These are things that our external circumstances cannot take away or change. It's who you are day in, day out, no matter what. And so really anchoring into those intrinsic qualities is crucial for self-worth. Then you're more free to work on the outward stuff. So that's just that. That would be kind of a really important thing that someone sitting on the couch right now feeling like crap can start to really look inward and look at that.
It's just so powerful. And that's just such a powerful thing. I always talk about building your business from the inside out.
I love
that,
Sarah. I love that. Absolutely. Yeah.
You build your life that way. And, you know, I listen to the same recording every morning, and every morning I just find I hear something different. And, you know, it talks about how we as human beings, we attach ourselves to other people because they see qualities in us that they adore and they're attracted to.
Yes.
And then we modify to enhance those qualities to impress those people. But when those people leave us for whatever reason, not that everyone's going to leave you, but when those people leave us, we instantaneously no longer know who we are.
Right.
Because we've put all of our to be who they want us to be.
Right.
And we're in a constant state of recreating who we are for each new person.
Right.
Who comes into our life.
The chameleon.
There's never a sense. Yes. Right. There's never that sense of satisfaction.
Right.
Of just like, I have grounded roots no matter who comes in or out of my life.
Right.
And it just resonates so much with what you're saying. So,
yeah,
you know, incredible. We're going to link all of Leslie's information in the show notes so you guys can connect. And, you know, if this is an area you're struggling with, yes, or you just want to network with her, connect.
Connect.
Okay. We're here to connect. We're here to network. We're here to empower, yes, inspire, and just marry this business world and this professional world that people have so divided in their minds, and just marry them together because they are the same. You are one person operating all aspects of your life. So exactly, let's get them all in check so you guys can live in that state of fulfillment,
yes,
both on the personal and professional side.
Absolutely.
Yes. So Leslie, thank you, Sarah, so much for joining me again. Always so much valuable information
thank
from you.
Thank you so much.
And I'm going to come out to Denver soon.
Yay.
I'm going to hang out with you.
Good.
COVID. Let me get on an airplane, people. All right, Leslie, thank you so much, guys.
Take
I will
care,
see
honey.
You again on next week's show. Have an incredible day. Leslie, bye.
Bye, Sarah. Thanks again. Bye.
Bye. Bye.